Hello, everybody, and welcome back to that Eurovision site, Eurovision with a Slice of Life. I'm Shiloh, and today I've got Daniel here.
I'm a somewhat winning participant in this.
And today we are returning to our very long ago discussion of Dora 2025. Yeah, so the thing about the Dora discussion is that we filmed it very early on and it didn't really get put out for a while, and then the contest happened and now it's been a few weeks. And so we've had a lot of time to just sort of sit with these songs, right? 'Cause we got these songs
Yeah.
very early as well. We're going to be casting back way back in our minds, me and Daniel, to try and think about what we actually remember about what we said all the way back in like January or whenever it was we filmed that. It's currently March 20th. So here we are. First of all, Dora happened. It sure did. And the winner of Dora, who will represent Croatia at Eurovision 2025, is Marko Bošnjak with the song Poison Cake. Now, one of the things that I do remember saying on the pre-show video is that Poison Cake was like really the only entry that I kind of enjoyed at all, to much bullying by Daniel
That makes
and
one of us.
yeah, right, so several other people. So I do find this result is hilarious to me specifically. Simply just because of all of the like lambasting that I received over having enjoyed it. So,
Yeah, I mean, it was, I think, quite low on our site rankings for a lot
I
of
liked it.
people tanking it. Do you still like it?
We're gonna get to that. Oh
Oh.
my God. The single sassy eyebrow raise gets me every time. I can't. So Daniel, why don't you tell me what you think of Poison Cake and like incorporating the live performance into it, right?
I just do not get it at all. I don't get the as the thing, I think you eloquently put it, gay murder song type of song. It just feels a
It
bit
is.
strange to me. I don't see why that is the direction you would want to take your artistry, if I'm being honest. And I don't think the song's amazing. And honestly, I don't think it's going to do particularly great at the contest.
Is that it?
Which is sad because I know there's a really good artist in there. We've seen that before. He can do great things, but I don't think this is that. This isn't his best work.
Well, so tell me what's wrong with it.
Just a bit weak.
Besides, well, yeah, there's a lot of weird at Eurovision 2025, Daniel. What makes like
But when I think about, I like good looks, right? So tasty, tasty, yum, yum, tasty isn't does not fit my bar.
Yeah, okay. All right. No, here's the question though. Is it better or worse than I'm a Survivor, Stay Aliver? Riddle me
Oh, way better.
this.
Way better, because it did not take three Eurovision winners to write tasty, tasty, yum, yum, tasty. It took three Eurovision winners and seven other people to write I'm Survivor, a Stay Aliver.
Okay, so now that we have out of the way that the bar is on the floor and that Poison Cake is at least a little bit above the bar,
It
I'm
was
going.
above the Baron Dora as well, which is sad.
Yeah, right. And so we'll circle back to talk about the rest of the songs in a sec. But first of all, Poison Cake. I maintain my opinion that the song in studio is fun. I think it is silly. This is not the Eurovision year for me to be getting on my high horse about I need all of my songs to be serious. Right? It's sort of
Do
stupid.
you not want a taste of the milkshake, man, Shiloh?
No, I don't want to taste him. That's not. Now you've me laugh, and I have to collect my thoughts. No, so I don't need all of my songs to be serious at Eurovision 2025 because, frankly, there are too many silly, haha, stupid songs. And if I wanted all of my songs to be serious, I simply wouldn't be happy. So, Poison Cake is fun. It's
All right.
silly. What?
All right.
All right, what?
You just really an entire archetype of person. I'm sure that the serious song enjoyers are very happy with themselves.
I am a serious song enjoyer. That's what I'm saying. Is that in any other
Are
year?
you
In any other
not
year, I
happy, Shiloh?
No, Daniel, I'm not. In any other year, I would be like, why this? Like, I hate this because it's silly. Unfortunately, this year I do not have that space. Therefore, for what it is, which is a silly song about gay murder, I think it's good and I like it for what it is. And within the context of Dora 2025, right? I think that the performance, like specifically the live performance, there are some things that need to be ironed out.
I
First of
liked
all,
when
the
he
man
just
looked.
shouted for some reason. That was
Huh.
cool. I liked when he just like shouted for some reason.
What,
That
when he
was
decided
great.
he needed to scream all of his high notes?
Yeah, when he just started yelling, that was great.
That's not. Yeah, okay, so first of all, Marco, don't do that. That, like, not just because it sounds bad, because it is going to hurt you. And, like, just like worker safety, right? Like, we don't, like, when you're up there singing at Eurovision, you're at work. You're a singer. You're at work. So please don't scream, because that will cause you to hurt yourself. Number two, the outfit needs work. This is such a relatively minor complaint in the grand scheme of things, but the spiky shoulder spikes, not it. You are not Batman. You are not Batman. The cape I can accept. These dudes, the epaulets or whatever, they gotta go, and you need to wear a suit that fits you better. I don't know why I'm addressing this to him. He's not gonna watch this. So
Might
that, huh? Well,
leave a comment if you're Marco Bosniak.
problem with Poison Cake number three. He looks scared. He does not look confident on stage. And that is not helpful because if you are going to be doing a song like this that is silly and requires your utmost commitment to being evil and gay. Okay. Marco, if you're straight, I'm really sorry. Pretending you're still, we're still pretending you're watching, okay?
He came out as gay in 2024.
Okay, good for him. If you are going to sing a gay murder song, you need to commit to it. And Daniel, you're gonna laugh at me for this. It's such an American thing to say. You need to commit to it whole hog, okay? So if you're going to sing a song like this, right, that's a messy, gay, murder kind of song, you need to commit to it, and you need to commit to it all the way. You cannot half-ass it. And you cannot, for the love of God, look scared. You're singing about murder, Marco. You can't look like, okay, yes, people can and have probably sung songs about being scared to murder someone. There's several musicals about that, I'm certain. But for this, for Eurovision, I don't think it works. And fourth and finally, this set piece needs to go. It is tacky. You do not need the gayest little refrigerator on planet Earth on stage with you. It needs to go. So those are my issues. Now, this is not to say that I don't like it. Again, I do like it. I think it is silly, and it is silly enough to be fun and not just annoying to me, right? Because there's a line there, but it is, the performance has some things that need to be ironed out. And I hope that he irons them out before he goes to Eurovision. You know, he's an experienced guy. This is not necessarily his first run at live performances, right? He's been to Dora before
Yeah.
and all that mess. So Hopefully he and the whatever resources that HRT have at their disposal can take a nice long, good long look and fix some things. Other than the screaming, the live vocals were pretty good. That was nice.
Yeah, they were a piece of good vocalist.
Yeah. And so, Daniel, you said, that you don't think this is going to do particularly well at Eurovision, right?
Yeah. I just feel like if you look at the semi-final and there are lots of loud songs in the semi-final, and there are also a lot of comparatively good songs in the semi-final, I think, where people will they'll maybe watch and enjoy Poison Cake, but not enough to get off their seats and over to the phones and to vote. Which I think will be the downfall here. Just a mix of voting for that one instead and or not voting at all.
Right. And so I think the issue here isn't necessarily, way back when we filmed the first video, and way back when we were listening to the songs for the first time even, I think that it is probably fair to say that the overall quality of Dora 2025, we were all a little disappointed by. We were not particularly whelmed. We were underwhelmed, if you will. And so I do think that of the songs in Dora, Poison Cake is one of the better things they could have picked. You don't agree with me, Daniel, but that's fine.
Not the one, but it's top half for sure.
Yeah. So it's not that the Croatian selection did a poor job in selecting him to go to Eurovision. I think that there's a disconnect further down the line in terms of how they're selecting the songs, right? And so, I don't think this is going to qualify, which is kind of hard because Croatia just got a really good result last year. I believe their best ever result with Baby Lasagna. Second place, won the televote, right? And everyone was really hoping to see them capitalize off of that success, and they mostly haven't. Mostly. And I think that no matter what from Dora got sent to Eurovision 2025, everyone was going to be like, this? After Baby Lasagna? Really?
Yeah.
I think that we would have said that about just about any song. Now, yeah, so I don't think this is qualifying, unfortunately. I'm sorry. He seems like a decent dude, and I would like him to do well, on the basis of he's a decent dude and people seem to like the rest of his music. But the song in context of the rest of the year that we've been having is not particularly, I don't think it's going to compel people, right? But so let's talk about the other songs, right? What else was in contention to represent Croatia that was noteworthy, either good or bad, after the live performances?
The nipple people.
Oh, they sure were noteworthy. Those were some outfits.
It felt to me like the entire combination of wild, wacky, and somewhat competent that would have really worked. It worked in a Croatia 2025 sense where I don't think any. Maybe like one or two could sneak through. Anything was going to really do brilliantly this Eurovision year from Croatia. I think that would have been one of the better ones, because if I don't know how to describe it with words, no one's going to do anything like it. And no one
They were
has, I
wearing,
don't
I mean,
think.
what even were they wearing?
Just sort of like some like kinky alien outfits, maybe?
Right, like a Doctor Who gone just a little wrong.
Yeah, maybe a lot wrong.
Yeah, well, it's Doctor Who, Daniel.
I've only seen like three episodes.
Okay. We're talking about this later. Now, so nipple people, what's knock? What else?
If they had it in Croatian from the beginning, Lelek would have landslided the whole thing.
Yep, here we go. Yep.
That they have released a Croatian version of their song, and it is infinitely better.
And this is the thing, and you and I were talking about this, and we went on and on about this for a good while. Like, if you had it in Croatian all this time,
Would have won.
why would you send a song with the English lyrics, "Drops of lead are familiar sound"? And that's not even the worst offender. It's just the one I could pull out of my head at this exact moment, right? Like, you had it in Croatian the time? That is problems for me.
Thing is known.
That sounds like a lyric that would be in there. Right. So the live performance of Soul of My Soul, I gather, was very good.
It
Haven't
was
watched it. I've seen I've
one of the better ones,
Yeah.
especially you could hear the roar when it switched to Croatian. I mean, they like Croatian.
Well, it's Croatia, so I'd hope so.
You'd be surprised with some country.
Yeah. So I no, I haven't seen the live performances from Dora that I've watched. I've seen two of them. I've seen Poison Cake, because I had to. And I've seen Extra by Fenksta, which was a song that was one of the site favorites generally. And that I was admittedly kind of late to the party on that one. It took me a while to really get into it. It took me looking up the lyrics, and then I was like, oh, okay. Like I have ADD, right? I'm loud, I'm noisy. I go and I look up the lyrics. I'm like, oh, okay. This is what you're talking about? Yeah, I can get into that. And could sort of relax into the kind of like retro hip hop vibe of it. Live performance, bit weird, but I just in terms of like I the like outfit and whatever, but that's probably the point, considering the song. I'd love to see him back. He seems like a nice dude.
Yeah. And Andy likes Chanelazzo, so all wins.
And he likes what?
Chanelazzo. More than
Sure,
complain,
yes, yeah.
dads.
So that's the other song that I've seen the live performance of, and it was pretty good. So any other standouts, Daniel? Good or just c catastrophically bad?
I don't think there are any like catastrophically bad ones, which is an improvement in some parts of last
Oh,
year,
do we want to talk
especially
about the circus song?
the circus song was very clear why it only got 2 points from the jury, but it was just fun.
Yeah, I think that having the circus music as like rock guitar breakdown is hysterical, personally. And the clips I've seen of the little clown guy just walking around the stage doing his thing. Yeah. Matt Shaft came and he knew what he wanted to do, which was be a clown and have some clowns.
Yeah. I also find it very, very funny all the time when a massive Eurovision Sphere fan favourite totally flops. That happened with Monopole. It always shows that this the disconnect between Eurovision fans and the national fans that is apparently news every year that people in Croatia, do not vote the same as gay teenagers on the internet. Happens
I think
every
that most of
year.
them are older than teenagers.
Gay teenagers of 20 somethings.
Sure. Yeah, no, from the clips that I've seen of Monopole, I did sort of gather that the audio quality on that was also like really just kind of bad. Like specifically the audio mixing was kind of screwed up. And I think that sort of brings me to a broader point, was that the production quality of Dora generally, from what I've seen, was maybe not so up to par. Like, it just in terms of like the camera work and the sound stuff and the, you know, the stage and the size of the stage and the way everybody was using the stage, it just wasn't really that, like, it wasn't quite up there.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you all so very much for watching this video. If you liked it, you can leave a like, you can subscribe to our channel. Regardless of what you feel about it, you can leave a comment, especially if you're Marco Bolshnyak. And you can go over to our website, www.thatEurovisionsite.com, for all the latest news, reviews, editorials, rankings, and more, and interviews sometimes. We also have those. You can find the website on socials at That Eurosite. You can find our socials in the description. We also have a podcast, an audio version of this video will be going up on our podcast, which is called That Eurovision Podcast. You can find it under the That Eurovision Podcast tab on our website. You can find it by searching That Eurovision Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you choose to listen. Or you can find it at That Euro Podcast on most of the same socials that the website is on. Thanks again for watching, and bye-bye.